2202, John H. Passwater.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscape business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Northwest 400 Sussex County containing 6.345 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Sussex Highway Route 113, approximately 0.48 miles south of South Main Street. The 911 address is 18956 Sussex Highway, Bridgeville. The tax parcel is District 131, Map 15, Parcel 17. Staff would submit for the record comments from the Sussex Conservation District, a site plan, a staff analysis, and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division stating that it's in a Tier 2 sewer district. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'm just want to introduce myself. My name is John Passwaters, and just asking for a conditional use on a AR1 residential property. We have a small landscaping business.
Okay. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
Just so we can make a record, I'm going to save you a little bit of trouble. Tell us a little bit about the landscaping business, how long it's been there, what's on the site, kind of what you do there.
We've been operating out of that property for the last 15 years. Okay. All the buildings, existing structures have been there for 30 plus years. I've been in business 15 years. We have a landscaping lawn care operation. All trucks are non-CDL trucks, so basic pickup trucks in and out of there with trailers. Start at 7:30 in the morning, and normally everybody's back by 5:30.
Okay. What? Just real quick, too. What's around there? I think we all kind of know, and it doesn't look like there's.
So there's property on both sides of me. About 13 acres on the south side, and there would be 8 acres to the north of me. That's not the right.
The 13 acres to the
south.
That's y'all's property too?
Correct. My parents and the surrounding property.
And the more north and south. To the south of you, is that your place?
No, my parents own the south and north. I'm in between. It's just farmland, south and north of me.
Any more questions?
No, thanks. I just wanted to make sure we had
a
record.
So you say we have been operating there for 15 years, but if we include your grandfather, how long y'all been operating out of that spot? Did your great grandfather own it as well?
My grandfather owned it. So I would say 50 years, 60 years.
Trust me, it's been
a lot longer than I would know.
72
years.
Yep. So you have tractors and stuff like that?
Yes, sir.
So there's been tractors in there for all those years?
Absolutely.
Yes, so really, what are you doing different? You just have a smaller tractor.
Are you here now?
You just have a smaller tractor than what your grandfather had.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
So really, you've been operating out there for about 60 years or 70?
Yes, sir. I was asked to fill out a conditional use.
So we appreciate you.
We're here to. By who?
The county asked, so we filled this out to make sure we're doing.
And under the code, just to be clear, under the code.
I understand.
And it's a legitimate
question. They're being very gracious about it too.
Yeah, but to run a commercial landscaping business, you do need a conditional use in AR1 because it's different than just agricultural use on the site and everything else. So that's this way you'll get good and legal. So
correct.
Yeah.
I don't have any other questions.
I'm not sure Mr. Hopkins had any questions. Just saying.
Just get up there and handle this. Hours of operation?
7:30 to 5:30.
Normal. Okay, and do we...
Days of the week?
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, yes.
No Saturday work?
Maybe... 10 Saturdays a year, but
let's ask for as much as you can so that we don't.
Do you have about snow removal?
We do snow removal, yes.
And so really, it's almost a 24/7 type of a situation when it comes to that.
Yes, sir.
And there's no, I mean, you have all that acreage on the north of you. Your dad lives to the south of you, and it's a long ways to the golf course.
Yes, sir.
So really, do you come in there at 6 o'clock sometimes in the morning?
We do with snow removal, yes. And
sometimes you don't get back till 6 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yes.
Okay, fine. And sometimes
so
you have
hours
to be,
are dependent on conditions.
And sometimes correct, you have to be a seasonal 7 days operation. A week.
Yes, that is very okay. True. Yes.
No other questions.
How would we couch that? Just say.
Well, I was sort of thinking about what were the hours that you stated for Monday through Friday.
7:30 to
5:30. 7:30. Okay. What we're thinking about would be the hours of operation shall be limited to 7:30 a.m. through 5:30 p.m. Monday through Saturdays, with the exception of snow removal, which shall operate as needed.
I think that's what we've done.
Yeah.
All right. I have no. I mean, it seems pretty cut and dried.
You don't want anybody else to come and see you, and we don't want anybody else to have to come and see you. We're trying to figure a few of these things out ahead of time here.
Absolutely. We appreciate that.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
All right, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest.
We
didn't finish that.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Whoa, sir, you got to come on back here.
Sorry.
You were leaving. I was letting you go. I was only half done. A little bit of a hurry myself, I guess.
I don't have any questions.
Employees, amount of vehicles?
Because we are a seasonal operation, I would say we have 8 vehicles year-round. Up to 16 vehicles for employees.
Okay, just wanted to get that in the record.
Do you store chemicals on site?
No, at this time we have no chemicals on site.
Yeah. Do you do any work on your vehicles?
We do regular maintenance on there in our shop, yes.
Inside or outside?
Inside.
You have just checked all the boxes.
You have outside storage of any kind other than your snow removal equipment and so on?
Everything is stored inside other than our vehicles.
Okay.
But all equipment, everything else is stored inside.
Do you have loose mulch or stone or anything like that on site?
We do have loose mulch in bins.
Okay, and you do keep them in
yes.
Bins?
Yes, sir.
So there is some outside storage of outside appearance?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, anybody else think of anything else since we're sort of on the free-for-all here?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, anything? Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselors?
None, thanks.
All right, now you may sit down.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, and we'll see if anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2202 John H. Passwater?
Mr. Hopkins.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2202? Anyone on the commission have any additional questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2203, Christopher F. Booth.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tree and landscape business to be located in a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 1.227 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Omar Road, approximately 0.36 miles west of Armory Road. The 911 address is 30725 Omar Road, Frankfurt. The tax parcel is District 433, Map 7, Parcel 13.01. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Yes, sir.
I'm here because name is Christopher Booth.
Okay.
I am Chris of all trades. I have a small landscaping tree business.
Okay.
I'm here for the same reason he was. I was asked to get a conditional use of a permit.
Okay.
So I'm here.
Well, you've had the benefit of, if you were back there paying attention and not texting on your cell phone, you had the benefit of watching what we just did there. So I'm going to.
Well, you put my property up on his property.
He was back there.
I was like, hold on, that's wrong.
That's why he's raising his
hand. Well, sir, just we need to expand a little bit on.
Yeah,
tell us what you do.
Tell us what you do.
I'm a two-person, once in a while, three-person business. We do snow removal. I split firewood, so there's firewood on site. Have some bonfires. I live there on site. It's my wife's grandparents' property. The property behind it used to be theirs as well. So her family has owned the property for a long time. It's a really small business, so it would be really hard for me to rent another property to store my equipment on. I've never took the step to expand. There's a lot of headaches with getting bigger. You know, I look at other companies and I see their guys just sitting on the side of the road not doing nothing. It's kind of my fear.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Wingate.
Okay. So for the record, the hours of operation?
In the summertime, I can leave out of there at 7 o'clock in the morning. I like to be home by 4 o'clock. Sometimes it's 5, but
so
I'm...
7 to 5?
Yeah.
Monday through Saturday or just Monday?
It really depends on if in the summertime we have 3 days of rain during the week. Obviously, I'm going to try to catch up on Saturday and Sunday, but we're leaving out of there and going to another job somewhere.
So you would only have a couple of cars coming and going? Because
yeah, right now I only have one guy working for me.
Okay. All right. Any equipment maintenance on site?
Yeah. I work on my vehicles. I work on her vehicle.
I mean for the business?
Well, everything's there. So, yeah, my truck is my personal vehicle and my work vehicle. I have one other truck that's running that we use. I have another smaller dump truck that's not tagged, but if I ever need, I have it for a need if necessary.
Okay.
I just got rid of a junk vehicle this past weekend.
Okay, and you mentioned you split wood on site.
Yeah,
do you
split
do anything
wood.
Else outdoors with
my kids? I mean, no, not really. My kids are louder than I am.
Yeah, I understand that.
I had to yell at them 3 times before we came up here. I just got a brand new little motor scooter for them. And my youngest, which it's not for him, it's for my middle child, he's screaming, "She's not sharing."
Uh-huh.
And he's got to scream. So.
I think that's it for me.
Okay, Mr. Mayors.
Do you need a sign?
I would like to have a sign, but I never wanted to put one out there to draw attention.
Okay.
So, I don't.
Do you want us to consider a sign?
Sure, that would be nice. I would like something small, but I don't have anybody as far as customers that come to me. No, there's nobody that comes to me at all. I always go to them, so it's not really necessary if, you know, it's an issue.
Is that enough?
I'll leave it up to you.
He said he would like one.
Sign,
like
I'll one. Take one. I'll like take one, sure.
Yes.
I have nothing else, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins.
So it was the family, your wife's?
Yeah. My grandparents.
Yeah, it's her grandparents and her grandparents.
I need you to give Kim
her
name.
Too. My grandparents own the house.
No, no, state's name.
Oh, my name is Crystal Booth.
Thank you.
My grandparents owned the house before we bought it.
Okay.
And so that's the house right there by where it says 123?
Yes, it is.
They used to own all the way back behind us, too.
The house behind it.
Her dad had some issues and had to sell it.
So, okay, so somebody else owns the house behind you now?
Yes, this is my neighbor, Steve Harding, right here.
He does.
Okay. So, and then how about the house to the left there?
The house to the left, his name is Alan. And then if you look there where the green buildings are, that's Herker Property Maintenance. They're a huge landscaping company. And then to the right of me is Bennett's Peach Orchard, and I have signatures from them stating that there's no problem.
They're okay with.
I have signatures from all my neighbors around me.
Do we have that in the record?
No, I have it right here.
Okay, we'll need to
turn that in. Okay.
And here's a picture of the property.
With the fence around it.
Perfect.
Okay. The usual.
So your grandfather, it was a farm originally, is that right?
No, it was nothing. They just lived there.
I see.
Yeah, it was.
We've been there for about 8 years.
About 8 years. 8 years, yeah.
I don't think I have any questions.
Okay, Ms. Stevenson.
Okay, so you work on your vehicles. Do you work on them outside or undercover?
I work on them outside. I don't have a big enough garage at the present moment.
Okay. Do you store any chemicals on site?
No chemicals.
Okay. Do you store loose mulch or?
No mulch. I have a dirt pile.
Okay.
I have a dirt pile, a compost pile.
Okay.
It's, you know, about 10 feet tall tops at the very top and about 10 feet wide.
Okay.
And it's out there with the firewood. It's usually from the stuff that I'm cleaning up from the firewood. And then I burn, you know, some of the stuff from the firewood, like the bark, and I have a fire pit that's dug.
Okay. Those were my main questions.
Okay. Mr. Wade,
just one, if I could. The fire pit, is that in the north of the property, or is that close to the dwelling?
What?
The fire pit.
Fire pit.
The fire pit would be... right behind the garage. This would be the house, and here's the garage right here, so the fire pit is right here. Sorry, I'm new at this.
It's all right.
It's all right.
You're doing fine.
You mentioned that you do firewood. Let's talk about noise and that might be created by the activities that you're doing there.
Wood splitter, I usually use it, you know, once, twice a week. It's usually from 7:30 to, you know, normal business hours during the weekdays, every once in a while, weekend, but I try to respect my neighbors as far as that. You know, I don't want to wake nobody up or, but like I said, everybody around me signed that I do it. My neighbor to the right of me, he does his own firewood. He doesn't have a problem. He doesn't do it as a business, but
right. He
has a good pile of it.
Okay.
I believe Steve has, I don't think he burns them.
Well, he's here. He might want to speak for himself.
Mm-hmm.
We'll check with him in a minute. Ms. Cornwell, any questions?
None, thank you.
I also have a fireplace in my garage for whenever we're, you know, tinkering with stuff in the garage.
Okay. All right. Counselor?
None, thanks.
All right, sir. You'll take a seat.
Thank you.
We'll see if anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2203, Christopher F. Booth, in favor? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2203? All right, sir.
Good evening. My name's Steve Harding. I live in the property behind them. It's at 30717 Omar Road.
Okay.
I've lived there for 18 years.
Okay.
So they bought this 8 years ago. The grandparents lived there when I bought the property, and you could walk from my property to their house, a straight lawn. And if you look at that property today, not only is that 30 feet from my front door, when he burns that fire pit, that's 60 feet from my front door and my windows. All that smoke, if the wind's blowing that way, goes into my house. When they work on the weekends, I can't open my doors, my windows. I don't burn no wood. I have a pellet stove. That is misleading there. That yard in that house, everywhere is one solid acre of trash. I have aerial photos of it that were taken yesterday.
You want to give them in evidence?
Yes.
Okay, we'll give that to Ms. Cornwell.
In the paper that people signed, it says about parking your vehicles. Now, everything behind his property is his backyard, is my front yard. And I was there 10 years before he moved in there. And I can't sit on my front porch. I can't open my windows because of that business he's been running since he's been there. That it's a breeding ground for rats, mosquitoes. I'm telling you, there's garbage everywhere, from wash machines to refrigerators, and it's scattered everywhere around the whole property. See what else I have. It has really devalued my property. I've remodeled everything in my house. My wife died 2 years ago, and I talked to a realtor. I raised a 9-year-old grandson about selling my house, and she said no way would I get anything if I could sell it because of the property in front of me. That if you stand on my front porch, there's wash machines and trash and garbage everywhere. Feral cats. I don't know if there's a law against them fires 60 feet from my house. But I have no problem if he wants to park trucks in front of his house. Don't park them in front of mine. Nothing's in front of his house. His front yard is clean on the road. All this is 35 feet from my front door.
Trying to get your perspective.
So I'm looking at this picture here, and I see like a large farmhouse at the back. Is that his house, or is that the house across the street?
That's the house across the street. That's standing on my front porch.
Looking out from your front porch?
Yes, and you see...
Oh, is that his house there?
No, that's the neighbor's house. His house is over here. That's 30 feet from my front door. If you, one of them shows you my front porch to the, yes, that's my house right there in the left-hand corner over
that's
there
you.
With the deck right there. That's my front porch to my house.
Okay, so there's a fence between you and his property?
You can see what the fence is. It's beat. It's an old stockade fence. It ain't treated lumber. It's rotten and crooked. It's just as terrible as the rest of the garbage that it holds.
Okay, I see now. I see what you're saying. Okay. Thank you. And these pictures were taken when?
Yesterday.
Okay, anything else?
That's about it. I mean, I've lived there for 18 years, and I've raised a family. I took care of my father till he was 89, and I couldn't sell it if I wanted to because of that. Mm-hmm. Even though I really don't, I want to stay there. I raised a 9-year-old grandson, but it's terrible. I believe it's a breeding ground. Mice come in the house. There's about 5 or 10 feral cats out there for the mice and rats. It's just, it's terrible. Really, it should be cleaned up.
Okay. All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Okay. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Don't we have an ordinance on trash?
Sir, we allow one trip to a customer.
I said questions. I thought I sat down.
No.
I was going. I'm sorry.
Questions for the. For
okay.
The, no, you're fine.
Thanks.
It's all good. No, that's great. Anybody have any questions, concerns, comments?
I mean, Earth Burning Goes, Denrack has rules about that, when you can, can't, and what you can burn. So.
Yeah.
Don't we have?
I do have a question for the applicant.
There is an ordinance about
please come forward again.
Lots.
What's the purpose of the fire pit?
Just to burn bark, and his windows are plastic all winter long every year for the 8 years that I've been there, and I never burn in the summertime except for parties when we have 4th of July, Labor Day, and for any summertime. So anytime his windows would be open, I am not burning. He has feral cats. I do not have feral cats. He has feral cats. He actually put a collar on one and is keeping it fed out back at his house. And like I said the other day, okay. I did haul a vehicle out of there, and some of the stuff that was in the back has been trapped in firewood since last year. So as I'm getting to it, I am cleaning.
Whoa. The question was what the fire pit was for.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is not an opportunity for you to refute, you know, his testimony.
Yes, sir.
I just want to get a clarification on what you were doing. With the
firewood, the fire pit is for pleasure, and usually I use the trash from the firewood to burn in the fire pit. I have a 4-foot by 5-foot fire pit. It's in the ground. It's below ground.
All right.
Thank you. I am very courteous when I do burn. Sometimes I'll start a fire, and then the wind will change. And after that, if I hose it down with water, it's an even worse smell going.
Okay.
To his house. So I definitely am sympathetic and to that, and I didn't even know about this until he just said it all right now.
Well, I'm gonna make a suggestion to both of you. Okay? Now the two of you live next door to each other, all right?
Yes.
When you leave here, we're gonna adjourn this public hearing, okay? The two of you need to go out in that lobby and have a talk about all this. And like men. Okay? Instead of coming in here and shouting about one another. Okay? You have a common property line. You're stuck with each other. Okay? So you all need to get out there and work it out. You need to sit down.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I have.
Okay. Anybody else have any other questions? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, or you may wish to call the office in the morning to see if we made a decision. All right, that completes our public hearings. Moving on to other business.